Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study. Because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need.
Take that chicken and enjoy the ride.
call up, I'm drinking. Let's call up and,
All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one. Hey. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm a strong one. Two white cups and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money could be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know what I'm like. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm sipping. I teach you how to mix it. But you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. And put in something different. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Oh, oh. Trust issues. Oh, 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 oh. Trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get tasty. On drinking. Let's all get tasty. Yeah. Drizzy Drake. Check me out, coming live from the motherfucking north side. Kick game, running real good. But never ever had my bitches sitting courtside. Same nigga that you knew way back when. You acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck we supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of feelings that you don't show. I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself, but still. Let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man, AM to the PM. Niggas hating, I just wish that they were saying when they see them all.
That's the shit that drives me crazy. And it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm them. Looking for some things and I think that I can find them in you, in you. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get tasty. On drinking, let's all get crazy. Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Call up on drinking. Let's call up and,
Trust issues. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Let me start this show off. You know what I mean? Let me get it cracking up on YouTube and the gram. All right. I am live on the gram. I am live on Facebook. What's up? What's up? What's up? I got a special audio for y'all tonight. I want y'all to hear this banker in court and talking about foreclosures and y'all getting loans for banks. Y'all got to hear this. All right? So I hope y'all ready to hear it. Stay tuned and listen to this audio.
And also, charge you interest.
The bank never came up with any of its own money to obtain the promissory notes. Am I hearing this right? I give you the equivalent of $200,000. You return the funds back to me, and I have to repay you $200,000 plus interest. Do you think I'm stupid?
All the banks are doing this. Congress allows this.
Does Congress allow the banks to breach written agreements, use false and misleading advertising, act without written permission, authorization, and without the alleged borrower's knowledge to transfer actual cash value from the alleged borrower to the bank and then return it back as a loan?
But the borrower got a check on the house.
Is it true the actual cash value that was used to fund the bank loan check came directly from the borrower and that the bank received the funds from the alleged borrower for free?
This is true.
Is it the bank's policy to transfer actual cash value from the alleged borrower to the bank and then keep the funds as the bank's property, which they then loan out as bank loans as if they actually owned it and loaned their own money?
Yes.
Was it the bank's intent to receive actual cash value from the borrower and return the value of the funds back to the borrower as a loan?
Yes.
Do you believe that it was the borrower's intent to fund his own bank loan check?
I was not there at the time, and I cannot know what went through the borrower's mind.
So the lender loaned the borrower $10,000, and the borrower refused to repay the money. Do you believe the lender is damaged?
If the loan is not repaid, the lender is damaged.
So is it the bank policy to take actual cash value from the borrower, use it to fund the bank loan check, and never return the actual cash value to the borrower?
The bank returns the funds.
Was the actual cash value the bank received from the alleged borrower returned as a return of the money the bank took, or was it returned as a bank loan to the borrower?
As a loan.
So how did the bank get the borrower's money for free?
That's how it works.
No more questions, Your Honor.
How crazy is that? Yo, we out there working. We're out there working. I told y'all, banks give no consideration. It's funny because, you know, I'm working on a discharge webinar now. It's going to go into these things. I just keep on working. Since shit is on my mind, I just keep on working and bringing y'all remedy. I hope everyone that attended the lawsuit webinar this weekend really enjoyed it. I know they're going to use that webinar to sue all types of people, including banks. Because if I catch you violating anything in the Constitution, I got your ass on the 241-242 lawsuit. That simple. You know what I mean? For all of y'all who are looking forward to getting that webinar, even though y'all didn't attend, LaDev, when you gonna have that webinar ready? He got work on it to get it ready for sale. When you gonna have that webinar ready for sale? Ask your mama. All right. Now, something else I wanted to go over. Now, this brother wrote a testimony. Wow, Michelle, I can't thank you and Jonah enough. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, most business these days would not have shown the kindness and understanding that y'all just gave to me and my wife. We are very grateful for this and the truth Jonah's teaching us. Since 2006, we went through the SPC process, lost $12 million in real estate to foreclosure. My last 30 years of work, I was evicted to homeless in February 2020, but we never gave up, and now we understand the difference between SPC bullshit and the law that Jonah is showing us how to use for the remedy to get back everything they stole from us. You have to fail a few times before you can win, and this time it's a win. By the way, I met Jonah in London at Atlanta Seminar 2021. The one that sold 40 tickets and 140 people showed up. It was wild and crazy, but a good time. Everyone was very nice. All the men gave up their seats to the ladies. It was very respectful. I really liked Jonah in London. Couldn't afford to go to the next bank seminar because we were saving up for this purchase. I'm looking forward and will be on the January 1st tax webinar and the March CAFR account webinar. Y'all really are great people. I hope someday I can return the same gesture of kindness to you. That's a nice testimony. That's real nice. Gave me my flowers while I'm still alive and my wife. That's real nice. Now, one thing I wanted to go into real quick, because we're going to talk about that whole banking audio I played for y'all of the banker in court, right? But I keep on giving y'all mad information about this because it's a hot topic right now. Y'all are in the biblical lands when y'all are here in the Americas. Let me put this in the chat. Yeah, I have the link. I'm going to get it to you, Solar. Put that in the chat. Check that out. And right there in Florida, it has been proven that the Garden of Eden from the Bible was right there at the end of Florida, Georgia and Florida. And they have that lake that breaks into the four rivers. In the Bible, they called it the Pishon River. That's the Chattahoochee. And then they call it the Wendell River. The Euphrates River is the Spring Circle River. And Gileon River is Flint River, right? They checked all the geography. It is the garden. But here's the killer part. White people knew about it all this time. They have a state park there called the Garden of Eden. And then this is the thing you got to really realize, the clinch pin. It has gopher wood there. That's what the ark was made out of, gopher wood. Gopher wood only grows here in Americas, and it only grows in three straight states, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, only three states around the whole world. That's the only place gopher wood actually grows. Now, it's an article that says some believe the Bible's Garden of Eden was located on the Appalachia River. And they show the map and all that. And it shows all the signs that they have that's talking about it's the real Garden of Eden. Now, I'll put that in the chat. So when all these people are trying to deny that y'all are the Israelites, the Egyptians, all of that, There's archaeological proof of who you are right here, the original people. Now, I'm going to put one more link in the chat. And it says, where Noah made the ark of gopher wood, Genesis 6:14. The leaves of gopher trees is a perfect design conveying a special divine message. No other tree in the world has such a message. You know what I mean? You don't have to believe me. Check it out. I gave y'all the links. Now, with that being said, I'm going to open up the call lines. Let's talk about what this banker said. You know, that whole banking thing threw off my whole show. I was going to do a whole different show, but I had to play that. All right, I'm going to 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How about yourself?
Shay, I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great.
I know you are. You're a rock star, man. You're a rock star.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I was on the webinar on Saturday.
Ooh, wait. What did you think of that?
It was live, man. It was live. I'm ready to sue everybody and their mama.
Exactly. Now, y'all know,
but yeah.
I have put up a template on the website, jonahbay.com, so that y'all can actually start doing these federal lawsuits for free. Yeah.
Which one is that?
See? See, you slipping. It's called the Affidavit of Court for Free.
I got it. I got it. I got it. Man, I think I got everything that's on your website.
Yeah,
maybe
I had just made it. No, let me tell you, I got off the webinar and started creating templates. And that was one of the templates I made right after I got off the webinar.
Yeah, because it wasn't there Friday, because I went on Friday morning.
I was
purchasing.
Yeah, it didn't exist yet. Now, here's the funny thing.
Exactly.
I know it works. It did exist in the past. I used it for someone to get into bankruptcy court for free. So I just recreated it because I didn't know where it was. I was looking. I'm like, shit, I really know what's already in it. So let me just create it from scratch. And now I'm so much better than I was in the past that I can get this shit done with one small paragraph, three sentences, four sentences.
Hmm. Right.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm like
already been used.
I'm like a 9 or 10 years your senior, but when I grow up, I want to be just like you, man.
Ashe, man. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't have a question about what the topic you're talking about. I'm at work, and I couldn't really put it up too loud.
You didn't hear,
to hear what I'm saying. I'm going to go back and review.
Okay.
But in December, I'm taking 10 days off and 14 in January. You have any recommendations on things that I should be looking to study other than, you know, because I'm going to hit SoundCloud.
I was just about to say SoundCloud. Yo, I want you to pick up the book, When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler, to know what's going on in America. They've been new. This is the lands of the Bible and we're the people of the Bible. And other than that, when you in them SoundClouds, make sure you write down those rules I talk about, those laws, and look them up. You do those things.
Yeah, I'm looking at Rule 8. 201,
mm-hmm.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Rule 12.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm on the right track.
And
okay,
also,
God, that's it. I won't hold up.
Number one thing, know your state's constitution.
That's right. I meant to say that too, but I got mine. Oh, Jonah Big, question. So when you say that you can go online and you can get a self-authenticated from the website, is that the same thing as putting it in like a certified copy of it?
Say, ask that again.
when you say put a certified copy in when you, you know, you're doing the court stuff, is a self-authenticated document?
Self-authentication, certified copy. You're just going to have the URL of the website on it. Now, excuse me. Now, what I also like to do is I'll get my notary to say it's a true and correct copy. She signs it, stamps it, and I'm good to go.
Got it. All right, peace, God. Thank you.
All right, peace, God.
And appreciate the work you do, man. Appreciate the work you do.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, too. All right. Peace. On to the next caller. I'm going to 254-338. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to God. Peace.
Yeah, yeah. Peace to the God.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
That, I know that looking at the trust going into court to defend based on the Trust House suit webinars details, and once you get them under those latches pertaining to a particular type of fraud, you have those latches already in place. Then are you then subrogating the rights of the in legis by coming in as the affiliate or trustee and actually commencing
it depends on what suit I'm doing and how it depends on how I'm coming in. Perfect example, when people are coming in to the federal court for a breach of the Constitution, they're actually going in as the straw man, right? Now, in other cases, if it's me suing them, I'll come in as the trust with the trustee. Right. It all depends on how I feel
right.
And how if I want to be in equity court or if I want to be in at-law court, their administrative courts, because it really don't matter
okay.
to me. I know the rules to all of them and they're all subject to the Constitution. So I enforce the Constitution in equity or in at-law courts.
Right, because it comes down to identifying the fact that they are subject to it because they pledge to it to uphold it. And then
preponderance of evidence. I give a preponderance of the Constitution, which they have to follow.
Right, right. And that part, you know, just being, I guess, meticulous and detailed to make sure you have all the T's
right.
and I, T's crossed
right.
and I's dot. That's really...
Right.
Comes down to.
It all comes
yeah,
down to
no doubt.
I caught you doing something that was against the Constitution. I'll give you one right now. Georgia Constitution of 1877 said there could be no lottery. When I get around to it, I'm going to sue Georgia's lottery.
Okay. Okay. So that it would stand to reason that you would actually do a constitutional challenge to the laws, the statutes that were used to foreclose, which would then theoretically undo the foreclosure.
Okay. That's a great question, my brother. That's a hell of a question, right? So
right.
Hold on. I got a writ of error for foreclosure.
Okay.
I don't even think I put that up yet on the site. I've been working and working and working and working because someone was on the webinar and asked me about foreclosure. I'm like, man, tell you the truth, I hate dealing with foreclosure, right? And I said,
right.
I promised them, I'll write up something for them. And put it on the site.
And it seems like the foreclosure is like one of those things where it's the main artery that everybody's bleeding from. So that's one of those things where to arrive at
that,
it, you know.
I wouldn't say that because it's too many of our people that never even owned a house before. It's like too many of our people have never gotten married before.
That's true. Right.
But here it is. I'm a bless y'all. I'm a read a good portion of the documents. I ain't gonna read all of it. I never do, cause what's gonna make y'all buy it if I give you everything for free on the air? It says judicial notice, writ of error for foreclosure of house. a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury demanded. And it goes out to the public officers doing business as lawyers, judge, and sheriff. Right? Says, pursuant to 1877 Georgia Constitution, as ratified without subsequent amendment, Article 6, Judiciary, Section 1, Section 4, Paragraph 1. Superior Court shall have exclusive jurisdiction in cases of divorce and criminal cases where the offender is subject to loss of life and confinement in penitentiary in cases respecting titles to land and equity cases. Now, if it's a house, of course it's title to land and it's titled to equity
right.
as well, right? Then I say
contract too, right?
No. The above-mentioned Constitution says all cases done for foreclosure on houses have to be done in Superior Court of Georgia. And my case was in a magistrate court, writ of possession hearing, and the court steps foreclosure sale, which is a clear violation of the above Constitution, mentioned Constitution. And I go on.
I mean,
a little bit, but not too much more. And I get it repealed and reprimanded. Now, how do I know this works? I use
because
it for
all
the
true.
Same person that I had to get into, bankruptcy court. I put them in the bankruptcy
right.
court with that affidavit for getting them in for free. And then I went down to state court and put in this affidavit right here. And
right.
they won the house.
Right. Now, you know, what this gives me remnants of is that affidavit that you sent out to a notice to all government workers in Georgia, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been shepherdizing that for this state here where I'm at, right? But I noticed that you went into the details about the voting registration process, about the voting and knowing about
mm-hmm.
the ballots. But just like everything else, if you can understand the verbiage, then you can focus on a particular issue and then
exactly.
address those servants. So that's what I'm recognizing that you're giving us. You're giving us a slice of the pie and teaching us how to think to dress it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Dress it your
yes.
own way for your need. So
mm-hmm.
it's not Jonah Bay's the answer. It's the spirit that guides Jonah Bay.
It's
inherent in all men.
Jonah Bay's
you
words.
Know?
It's always their laws and the understanding that the ancestors gives me to tell y'all about it. And it's
right.
so
and
simple.
Then, yeah.
A caveman can do it.
That part right there, because you always said that back in the day, you say you take the path of least resistance. And the path of
exactly.
least resistance means you're probably looking at the details that's already apparent and finding out the weaknesses in the program. You know what I mean? And that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, well, thanks for reading that. And I'm going to keep pressing on, man. Thank you, man. Keep it up.
All right. So all you people that live in Georgia or a state like Georgia, you got to know your state's constitution. And you can bring out stuff like that and undo your foreclosures because they weren't done right. All right, so I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 408-761. Peace to the God.
Peace, God. I was just going to ask you, I kind of missed the thing. I just barely got paid. The question is, are you going to have that webinar on sale?
Yes, I will.
Okay, yeah, and also, yeah, and thank you.
That webinar going up tonight.
Oh, cool, and okay, yeah.
London said he going to get it up tonight.
Okay, got it. I just barely got my working interview that I got. So I'm going to spend it, and I did got the discovery on Saturday from your website.
Nice.
And I want to actually thank you very much for all your teachings. I mean, I couldn't got this far without your help, man.
You're going to love it because it's so simple. It's so simple. And I gave you nothing but points of law in that webinar on nothing but lawsuits against the government and corporations for violating the Constitution, and they've already won. And you got a whole memorandum of law, not the case laws, to prove your point.
Okay, got it. And also, I guess I have to wait until the 15th, since I got paid once a month. I'm pretty sure that you know who I met already. And
yeah.
I'm going to buy also the templates that that I have, and hopefully I have enough money to get a consultation afterward. I have everything,
right,
so I can have all that paperwork and just walk it in.
Go into my email. Shoot me an email tonight with your phone number.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk
okay.
to you.
Okay, well, thanks, man. Much appreciation,
bye.
Buddy.
No doubt. Peace,
thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Shit, I got through all the people with questions on Blog Talk. So let me go and see what's going on in Facebook. Someone said, just got your trust webinar, part 3. Really good stuff. When will we be able to change to South Dakota? I was supposed to go to South Dakota this year in the summertime. I was so busy and doing so many things, I missed it, right? But as soon as it gets warmer, I'm going to South Dakota. And I plan on inviting all who want to go and meet me there. We all gonna go in there to find the proper accountants. Hell, might choose to get a lawyer to be a foreign agent. You know what I mean? We're gonna go down there and see all the laws that they have that works in favor of us using our express trust. Because they're all professionals. That's all they do all day, every day. I don't know about y'all. I like having a professional. That's all they do. You see what I'm saying? All right, so Dennis says, oh God, my he says, your archives button on your web, don't use the archive button on my website. Just type in V. Jonah Bay Archives, and you get the new one. If you go to the old one, it doesn't have the name of the shows and what they were talking about. So you want to use the new one, V-T-H-E-E Jonah Bay Archives. Google it, and it'll take you right there to SoundCloud. You don't even have to go into SoundCloud, all right? And London, when you get a chance, you got to change the button on the site for archives. It takes us to the old archives. I wanted to go to the Jonah Bay Archives, V-T-H-E-E Jonah Bay Archives. Thank you. And thanks for the heads up, my brother. I got him working on it. Bay, can you post that link that you're having an issue with? I don't have an issue with any link. I don't know what you're talking about. Hit the button. Peace and love to the gods. I hit the button when I stepped in someone's house. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the like button. All right. That was all the questions. All right. Shit. Let me see what they got going on Instagram. If not, shit, I'm going to get off early. First, let me wave at everybody. I used to be able to wave as soon as they came in when I had the phone in my hand, but my phone is in a holder that holds the light, so it's nowhere near me. There's a lot of waving to do. So I was in the printing store because I was sending out paperwork. And Ruthless had seen me. He was like, yo, I thought that was you, Jonah Bay. I've seen the beard. I'm like, that looked like Jonah Bay. He walked up. I'm like, man, that is crazy. It's almost everywhere I go around Atlanta, people know me. I guess I'm getting internet famous. He was a plumber. I'm like, man, I got to get your car because, you know, I still do real estate stuff. I definitely need plumbers and stuff like that. All right, now let me go back through and see who got any questions. Discharge ASAP. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, God. I'll get it to y'all real soon. The sister said, I'll be giving you a big offering once this suit go through. No problem. I appreciate that. Maybe this year coming up, I'll be able to get that Bugatti. Yes, you're right. It's all fraud. The banks, what they're doing is fraud. You know, now I think about it, everyone that asked me questions didn't really talk about the daggone audio with the banks. It's all fraud. You give them a promissory note. That promissory note is proof of your indebtedness, so now they can collect. And it has the interest amount on it and all of that. This is why I taught y'all, for your trust to actually be the creditor of your straw man had to sign a promissory note to your trust for $9 billion. And no one can get paid before the trust does. If you do that type of lien, you first put that promissory note on a non-UCC in the real estate department of your county. That's what they all do. Jonah be getting TikTok drunk. That joint is addictive. He said, yo, that's all he's doing is just listening to Jonah Beck on TikTok. Yeah, they built over everything. They trying to hide all the proof of who we are and where we are. That's why they got rid of a lot of the ancient buildings. But they didn't get rid of brownstones. Your ancestors built all those brownstones. Brownstones are not just in New York. It's in the whole New England area, right? I went all the way up to upstate New York. What was the name of it? Poughkeepsie. And I'm trying to think of the other one. But they all had brownstones. In the hood, brownstones. I'm like, oh, shit. Our ancestors built them shit everywhere. Right, like when you print from online, make sure you print with the header showing the full URL. Exactly. Anytime you're using self-authentication, you have to get it where it has the URL so it can show that it's coming from a government site and then it's self-authenticating, all right? Some of y'all are veterans on here. That ain't talking like newbies. It says, my second injunction was ever delivered, I think they was trying to say never delivered, but the second round sent, restricted, all delivered 2 days. Do I resend the second round? If you sent it and you got the green card back, nope, you sent it. I don't care if they get it or not. I sent it. A lot of times what they do is they already got the first one. They'll try to send back the second one to try to do the Jedi mind trick so that you don't thinking it's not working and shit, don't fall for it. Peace, God. I checked out the site for the free template. I just bought another one a few days ago. Looking forward to getting the rest. That's what's up. Are the consults 50% off? No. I never put the consults at 50%. I did that the first year, and 100 people bought consultations. And then they got mad at me because I couldn't get to 100 people one damn day. In one damn day. That's impossible. They won't wait. I ended up giving a lot of people their money back. I will never have consults at 50% off. It's too much. Too much work to do. In the name of the trust, can I discharge the mortgage? Yeah, but we're going to do it a different way. We're going to step to them a different way. But discharging... Traditionally, when we've discharged mortgages, they would always come back, so you would have to fight it in court anyway. So I'm setting up an injunction for all of that before. And see, that's another thing. I always tell people to keep on paying their mortgage until it gets fully discharged. You want to write on it under duress, but keep on paying. Because win or lose, I don't want you to lose your house. Have you ever been in the Garden of the Gods in Southern Illinois? Our faces are in the rocks everywhere. Yo, send me that to my email, jonahbay@gmail.com. That's going to be a trip that me and my family going to go on. I want to see that. I definitely want to see that. Shouldn't the bank deposit the promissory note once you pay to the order of the note? Man, when you think about it, they really supposed to do that, but they don't. They keep that promissory note as cash, and then they keep all the money that you're going to pay back for that promissory. Say, for instance, $100,000 promissory note. They got $100,000 from you. Then... They said they gave you a loan of $100,000. They never did, because you never got a check or cash deposited in your account for $100,000. All you got was the keys to the house, right? Then you had to make the payments, which is $100,000, and then you had to pay interest, which is another $300 to $400. So we talking about you paid for the house four times over. Which you initially funded. Fraud. Lack of consideration. A lot of y'all go to court and y'all don't know how to demand that you be in a common law court. You do that by using the Constitution. You find out where your Constitution says it has to be common law. And then you demand it. And you take the quote directly out of the Constitution. This is how I get y'all remedy. Shouldn't have been, oh, I read that part. Peace, God, when I request the authenticated BC, do I send the code for good proof? Yes, I'm a newbie. Okay, when you do authentication of the BC, you have to send the BC. You have to. That's what they are authenticating. All right? God, live not too far from there. Yeah, I definitely want to go there, yo. I like that. But, all right, then. Let me go see if there's any more questions on blog. All right, I got one more question on blog. All right, I'm going to 516-856. Peace to the God. Peace.
What's going on, John?
Good, good.
Oh, nothing, man. I was just listening in the same thing. You know, I'm a newbie, to be calling me. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy to hear.
Welcome.
Yeah, no problem, man.
I'm not
It's crazy to hear that. No, you good, man. I'm learning. I'm growing on you. Or you growing on me, so everything's good. Like you say that, you remember the mean teacher.
Exactly. And you learn from them. And you learn from them. So what you got to say about that bank shit?
No, it's just crazy to hear that's fraud, man. I mean, I'm like you said, I'm just getting the knowledge, but I never had a mortgage or nothing like that. But it's, it's like, you know, it's crazy, you know. Like, it's almost too good to be true with the, you know, with the proper work put in and the stuff that
right.
you're teaching. It's
well,
almost too good to be true.
That's why
to get out.
I like to show you their documents of what they said. I like to show you the audio of what they said. Jonah didn't say it's fraud. They said it was fraud in the middle of a court case.
Right. Dang, that's crazy, man. But yeah, man.
Ripping y'all off, that's man. Crazy. Ripping y'all off, poisoning y'all. These niggas is devils.
Yeah. And it's crazy how you just brung up the garden, the Garden of Eden. I just came from visiting my mama. My family originates in Valdosta. That's
right
outside of Florida. So on the way back, I was just, you know, something just told me, man, pay attention and just look at stuff and, you know, take it in because you might be, I've been heard you say the when rocks cry out and everything like that. And I'm like, man, I don't know where I'm at right now. What's going on? You know, when I'm riding back down to South Florida, I'm like, what's going on? So I'm just looking at the land, and it's crazy. You say today that I was passing through the Garden of Eden.
Exactly.
That's
people don't
crazy.
Know. How are they going to know if they don't know we are in the land that the Bible talks about, and we are those people? They don't know that we are the real aboriginals here in America. You know what I mean? They think the Chinese people looking people, you know, Native Americans are the... No, they're not. Look, if we were the first people on the planet, and they all agree, that means we were the first owners of that land everywhere on the planet. And that was called the Moorish Empire, or they'll call it the Tartarian Empire. Tartaria is named after one of the tribes of Israel, right? So they have a hard time with the fact that we own everything. And they're trying to hide that because they don't want to give back the shit that they have. But it don't belong to them, plain and simple. So I'm going to keep on dropping information and proof where we are. The Egypt
yeah,
of the Bible is right here in the Americas. Garden of Eden, right here in America, them same rivers. But that's our show for the day. Thanks for calling in, bro. Peace, God.
No problem. Peace.
All right, so y'all want to go up to jonahbay.com and check out all the new templates for y'all up there. Someone just asked me, I need a right to rescind template, please. They want me to write a right to rescind. Okay. I'll think about writing that. See if I can get it done for you. But with that being said, that's our show for tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed. I know I did. Peace to the gods. We out. I'll see y'all again Wednesday.